Hi there, Mike. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, how it works, answer any questions you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here. You've got a website. You're also a fairly young business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not bad. I had a meeting this morning and on my way to get a few estimates.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'll certainly be very respectful of your time. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, no. I'm pretty familiar with the process. When I first started the company, y'all reached out to me, but
right.
I obviously couldn't afford any of those rates at that time, being that I was such a new company.
Yeah, and Tara put in the notes here that the rate is going to be important to you here as well. Now, I mean, we could do a couple of different things. We could do a local campaign that's going to be good for maybe 30 miles. But if you're looking for San Antonio, we're going to need to include paid ads as well, which we can do. It's still a flat rate. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And just by the nature of your services, having more opportunities and more jobs and more recurring work, whether it's residential or commercial, I think it is definitely worth including those paid ads to get you found throughout your entire service area, Mike. Without the paid ads, though, and a new business rate, you're looking at $199 a month. With the paid ads, it's just $100 more. $299 would be the flat rate to get your entire service area, including San Antonio. It's a flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contract, of course, but there's also no paying for leads or chasing down the leads. There's no third party involved. We'll create all the content necessary for your business to pop up where people are looking, which is that first page of Google. The calls come directly to you, of course, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply that fixed flat rate. Of course, you know the needs of your business currently a lot better than I do, whether, you know, how far you really want to go or what the budget allows, how much work you're able to take on. At least on the surface there, which of those two campaigns, again, 30 miles roughly, $199 if you want to include San Antonio, you're looking at $299 a month as a flat rate. Which of those would be a better fit for you at this point?
Probably the 30 mile, the $199, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get you found in your own backyard. Obviously, people are still going to be able to find you on Google. You'll have a Yelp listing. I noticed you've got a Facebook page. If you didn't already, we would have created one for you because it is one of almost 70 different destinations and directories. So all of this content will be talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your website, and, of course, the verified listings on Google and Bing. So Yelp, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories. That's actually what the search engine searches for. It looks for relevant content. And even though you're a fairly young company, when you've got that content, you'll pop up on that first page and even win the job over the bigger, more established guys. Now, of course, you've got a website. I'm looking at it right now. It is Google compliant. We can certainly promote this website, and that's really what a website needs. It needs to be, like I said, promoted, cross-referenced, backlinked on the content Google looks for. Otherwise, you know, most people aren't going to find it on their own since most people don't go past the first page. Now, you will, though, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how many times you're popping up on that first page for individual keywords. You'll know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
No, sir.
Yeah. It is month to month. Like I said, there's no long-term contract. That being said, it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, because you've got a website, I can make the setup fee, well, there's usually a one-time setup fee as much as $299, but you've got a website already. I also noticed that Tara attached an Angie Leads. That's
yes,
home advisor. You use that too? Is it working out for you, by the way? I mean, are you getting, I know you get leads out of it.
Yes, sir. It's working fairly well.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a little hit or miss. Obviously, you can't get every job, although you pay for every lead. And as long as it's still bringing in, you know, enough revenue to offset the cost of the lead, then if you can take on more work, you know, there's no conflict with that service and being a top option on the first page of Google. A lot of my clients, though, do find they're able to scale back on those leads once we get their phone ringing. But I'll take $100 off your setup fee because you're using Angie's. I'll take another $100 off your setup fee because you've got the website. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, not $299, just $99. So it would be $298. That's the first month plus the one-time setup fee. Every month moving forward after that, it would just be the $199. Okay. Now, I do see it as precision yard work, and that's kind of one word, the yard works, but the Y and W are capitalized with the X at the end. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Okay.
The yard works is supposed to be separate.
Oh, okay. On the website, it's kind of like there's no space in between it.
Yes.
But you want me to separate it out? Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
all right,
please.
So it's two separate words, though. So yard and then W-O-R-X is a separate word. So precision yard works. I like the X at the end. It kind of grabs someone's attention. And then, obviously, precisionyardworks.com is the website that we'll be promoting for you. It looks like the phone number on the website is the same number we're speaking on, so obviously it's the number you want your customers to call. And then, Mike, is it also the number that's best for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes,
perfect, yeah. We do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
No, any of them are fine.
Okay, good. Perfect. I was looking on your website. There's a contact form that people can fill out, but I do not see, like, a physical email address. What is that email address, business or personal, that we can use?
Precision Yardworks 830
okay.
At Gmail.
All right, perfect, at gmail.com. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the address that I see, the 103 West Travis Street. Do customers come to find you as well, or do you always go out to them?
No, sir, I go to them.
Okay, perfect. So we don't have to promote that physical street address. Precision Yardworks 830@gmail.com. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do, well, a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, kind of verify information off of your website, your Facebook page, information that I've got here. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want to be, for example, branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and it's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Rosales, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, month-to-month, no contract, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, etc. Mike, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay, perfect. And give me just a quick second here. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Rosales, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Precision Yardworks, LLC.
Okay, and that's how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Michael Rosales, and I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. And then, Mr. Rosales, as the owner of Precision Yardworks LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then, Mike, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Rosales, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is, in fact, to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. Mike, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring local Squash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts for the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Facebook, the Angie leads. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mike, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs, with me reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, Mike, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 18th of August, in the very discounted total amount of $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. Now, that $199, Mike, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which again means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Our services are offered completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement at any time, no questions asked. You can pause the service as well, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can also pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Rosales, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Rosales, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mike, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Is it Mike or Michael? Any middle initial on that card?
It's Michael R. Rosales.
Is that M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then you said R, like Rosales, as a middle initial?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mike, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4307.
Yes, sir.
1000.
Okay.
0183.
Yes, sir.
9794.
And then the expiration month and year?
0924.
09 of 24, and then the last three digits on the back of that card. 877. So I've got 877 on the back of the card, and then I've got 09 or September of 2024 as the expiration date. And then the card itself was that 4307-1000-0183-9794.
Yes.
And does that bill to the 103 West Travis Street, 78118?
Yes.
It does. Okay. In about a minute here, Mike, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Mike, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Mike, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. Our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes through our server. But when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, Mike, is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let's see, the next available would be 11 o'clock today. The last available is 5 o'clock, and it looks like with just an exception or two, there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something as early as 11 or as late as 5, somewhere in the middle there?
No, 5 would be great.
5? Okay. Towards the end of the day, yeah, perfect. It's going to be scheduled in this case from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that'll take half that time. Call should get you off the phone around 5:30, 5:40, something like that. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yes, I got the text message. I haven't got
the text email. Okay, so if you open up the text, it goes where we want it to go. The invoice email has the invoice below it and then a hyperlink in the body of the email to take you to what you should already be looking at, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I'm sorry. On the text? Let's see.
You actually get a couple of... You get a welcome email as well in text. I wish our system would wait a few minutes to send out the welcome email, but it does send it out at the same time. But what we need you to see is either the Local Splash initial invoice email or the text that it generates, which is local. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, sir. I got the email that...
Okay.
Allows me
to click on, and then, so the the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes.
Okay.
I got that.
So again, we are talking about, of course, the blue click here opens up the Local Splash terms of experience. We are talking about optimizing your Google business profile. I will mirror the content on Bing as well. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. If you scroll down, and I don't want to walk you through all of this. I know you're kind of busy. But if you scroll all the way down, you should see a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So it's Michael R. Rosales. Everything, of course, case sensitive, appropriate spacing, so the M, R, and the other R are capitalized. Please do not put either a space before or after the M or the S at the end of your name, and also no period after the middle initial. But once you've got Michael R. Rosales in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that it's the month-to-month service, that we've reduced both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee. It also allows us to do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website, to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, to fix it if it is not, and then also to send out that Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and password. It looks like you've gotten to that screen. You don't have to worry about trying to put in a username or password right now. It is our automated system thinking two things. One, that your tracking system, your client dashboard, is already activated, which it's not yet. We have to do the client interview first, create the content for there to be something to track. And, of course, the automated system thinks you're trying to log in right now, so it's asking for a username and password. There's no password assigned just yet, but once your dashboard is active, we'll text and email you both your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change that password if you like, although a lot of people don't, and that's fine too. I can give you the username, though. That's something you cannot change, but it is something that is very easy for you to remember. It is the number we're speaking on, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username, just the number, 830-534-0699. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, Mike, please do include either your phone number or your username, which in this case are basically the same thing. When they do that client interview, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly, but like I said, you can send anything and everything to the support email, and it will just be forwarded out to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. You'll receive that call from our technician in that 5 o'clock hour. Really appreciate speaking with you. We're pretty excited to get you going here. Let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Mike. Thank you so much. You take care. You have a wonderful day. You enjoy the upcoming weekend.
I'm sorry. I have one question.
Sure,
so
okay.
So it won't be put online until after my phone call this evening?
Right. We're going to have to do the client interview to get the content to start creating. I mean, we already do have information off of your website and information off of your Facebook page, but there are some I's and T's that need to be dotted and crossed. There are certain things that we have to have just for everything to be Google compliant, even if we're not putting it online. But, yeah, that call is scheduled in that 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, that's fine.
All righty, Mike, I appreciate you. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rosales. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.